I am doing well. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
First off, I thought I'd ask what inspired the creation of this conference.
So the creation of the conference was inspired by some work that we've been doing on the project since September of 2024. And we formed a new community advisory committee. And one of the initiatives that we talked about was, first of all, documentary. And then the conference sort of evolved from that in order that we could bring the people to St. Albert to really hear the story that we're trying to document through film as well. And just to hear that story in real life and to share the information that we have discovered through our research over the last 18 months, which has been quite extensive.
So the phrase bringing the children home, what does that mean in the context of the event?
So bringing the children home refers to the children who have gone missing or are in unmarked graves without any sort of commemoration or memorialization to this point. Bringing them home in a literal sense, certainly, but that's a whole other stream of considerations, but also ensuring that their spirits continue on from where they their life ended here in St. Albert. We know that there's over 170 children that died during the time that the UVille was in operation.
This has got to be tough for people who attend a conference like this, because a lot of them are survivors, right?
We do have an interview with a 95-year-old residential school survivor from UVille and a beautiful lady who will also be attending the conference. And what we have found is people are requesting tickets and they're making reference to their ancestors who attended the school. So certainly a lot of intergenerational survivors, and they just want to hear the story about the ones who have gone before them that were children at the school. And so hopefully we can fill a bit of that piece of their story for them through the research that we've done and what we have to share.
And you're actually going to have a genealogy and family connection station where they could actually inquire about that.
Well, through the St. Albert Museum, we have two individuals who will be having a table. And they're there to answer any of those questions, because the St. Albert Museum really has a great search platform. And I don't think people are fully aware of that, but they can talk to those two gentlemen and they can help them with some of that early search information and get them on the road to discovering more about their historic family ties.
And you've got a bunch of presentations lined up as well, different speakers and whatnot. Maybe you can give us a little sneak peek on those.
For sure. We have Dr. Carola Cunningham, who's actually a local Métis who has connection to UVille. Some of the other speakers also have personal connections and will be talking to those connections in their presentations. We thought it was important to have a bit of a spotlight on the Kamloops story, so we have invited two individuals from the Kamloops Project. Keisha Supernault is going to be attending and will provide us some information on fieldwork investigation, which, you know, we haven't gotten to that point in time, but moving forward, it would be a consideration. We also invited a little project out of Gruard, a couple of ladies who did a memorial project for the community of Gruard, and we have a wonderful MC and a fit break instructor. So I think we have something that's going to appeal and, you know, hit home on a few notes for a lot of people. Thursday night, we will be hosting an art and traditional Indigenous games evening. And Friday, we're going to end with a plated dinner, a beautiful honoring ceremony celebration. And we have cultural entertainment that evening as well.
It's the Bringing the Children Home Healing, Hope, and Family Connections Conference, February 26th and 27th at the St. Albert Inn in St. Albert. Joanne, where am I going for ticket information?
So tickets are available at www.wecheetowinprojectstalbertmetis.ca. And there's information about the conference, the speakers' bios, all that good stuff. And you just need to click on the attend, and it'll take you to ticket information.
And I'll toss a link up on our website at cfweradio.ca. Joanne, thank you very much for stopping by the show. I really appreciate it, and good luck with the conference.
Thanks so much for having us, Sean. Appreciate it.